Welcome everybody, Shinema 926, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of learning the Halachas of Amen in our Siman Reish Tes Vav. I just want to go a minute into Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, which talks about Tefillah, Chazar Sashatz, and so on, which we spoke about, that it's getting a little bit cross-referenced because a lot of the, at least some of the Halachas in the Halachas of Amen are found over there in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, because it has to do with, again, listening to the Chazar Sashatz and so on, and how to answer, what to answer, when to answer. Okay, so interesting thing, we said last time there's something called Amen Yesoima, Amen that's left, that's like, you just say Amen. Okay, we're learning, so we're saying Amen, somebody learns, that's something else. But just I'm saying Amen, you have to be careful, it has to be connected to something, right, a bracha and so on. So we said, how much time is that in general? We'll talk a little bit more about it. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Teich Kedei Dibur, amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Amayri. We said roughly it's between 2 to 3 seconds, roughly, from the Piskei Tshuva is brought down like that. So now there's something, so that's if the Amen was said too late, right? The person, let's say, finished Shahakol Nir Badvari, and I waited more than that amount of time, I waited 10 seconds, let's say, and I say an Amen, that you can't do it. That's called Amen Yisayim. Now there's something called a Amen Chatufa, that is like cut off, too quick, right, type of Amen. There's two different types. The Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, Mein Chatufa, the number one, it could be with whereby you said the wrong Nekudos. You said the wrong, you didn't say put in the right Nekudos. The Mishnah Berurah actually talks about it. And he says, Bachatav, the word Bachatav, when he says he the Hainu, the Ilu, Olaf Nekuda Bachatav, I'm sorry, right, like the Aleph has the Nekuda of Bachatov, right, that it's Ah. Okay, so it's translated snatched. If you look in the English, it's one should not respond Eomein, that's like Bachatov, like being snatched up, you know, and they should not pronounce the Amen, the Aleph, with a Chatov, like we said. So that's one way. And then the Mishnah Berurah talks about other Nekudas also. He says over there in the Mishnah Berurah, so he quotes, just to find it right, in Chavtes, so he says also the other Nekudas also. You say with the Chataf, you say with the Shva. You say, in other words, you're putting the wrong Nekudas under the wrong letters. It's supposed to be read with a Kametz Gadol, as he says, Amen. Right, that's how it's supposed to be read, and not start to put the Amen and Imen or whatever the case might be. We're talking about regular standard. Some people have a little bit of a different dialect, if you want to call it, but the regular standard Amen with the Kametz Gadol. Now, there's another type of a Chatufa, Amen Chatufa, where it's Bechatav, it's like snatched up. It's like whereby a person mentions it too early. They mamish say the word too before the person finishes the bracha, and that you see a lot. And just to read the lashon of, again, from the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, Sif Ches, in the middle, he says, so we said the first type, we said just changing, saying the wrong Nekuda, and then V'chein Shlo Yachtoif, also like to cut it, to snatch it up, really, V'maher Lanois Oisei Kodim She'isayim HaMavarech, before the person actually finishes the bracha. And just Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Lamed, he explains, what does that mean? Ratzalem Shiyamtim Ad, you have to wait Ad Shiyasayim Hashatz till the, whoever's the Chazan is saying finishes the bracha, or somebody else finishes the bracha. It doesn't love Dafka Chazan. We're not going through the halachas of Chazar Hashatz right now, but we're going through the halachas of Amen on any bracha, right? We're kind of trying to go through Hilchas Bracha. So Ad Shiyasayim Hashatz, or anybody else is making the bracha. Now this person, let's say, says Shahakal Niyah Bedvari, you have to wait till they finish. Sometimes people are rushing. You see it in shul sometimes. People are rushing before the Amen. They snatch up the Amen. They're probably shooting out Amen, you know, before the end of the bracha. By Kaddish, you see it before they finish the phrase. You're not supposed to do that. You have to wait till, whether it's in Kaddish, a regular bracha, by Chazar Sashatz, Kol Tevach Reina Lagamre, till the last word is finished. And the Mishnah Berurah actually says, again, in Sifkot and Lamed, and now in the Siman of Kuf Chav Dalet, V'yesh anashim shemaschilim lanes ba'oid hashatz oimeid adayin b'chatzi teva achroina v'zeh is osur. He says, mamish, it's osur. So what are we saying? That there's some people, he says, you see this, like I said in Shul, that there's some people, they start to say amen, while the Chazan is saying the bracha, let's say, in Shemayin Esri. I'm just giving an example, right? In the middle of the last word, they're saying amen. Amen. That's why he says V'yesh Hashem Shemaschilin Lanes Ba'oid Hashatz Oimed Adayim B'chatzi Teves, and still in halfway through the last word, V'zeh Zos, and it's mamish not allowed to be done. You have to wait till he's finished, right? So let's say it's Boinei Yerushalayim, whatever. Let's say he finishes a word, okay, Hakadosh, whatever. So he has to finish the last word, Hakadosh, Mechaya Mesim, right? He finishes the bracha, Mechaya Mesim, Mechaya Mesim. He finishes. Now say Amen. You can't in the middle of Mechaya Ha. He's halfway there, and you're already not you, but the person is already chapping, saying an Amen. That you can do. A person has to be very careful about these things, and then to keep in mind that you only have from there, once they finish that last word, you have Teichet Eidibur, then you have those between 2 to 3 seconds, the amount of time again that it takes to say Shalom Lechem Rebbe, Teichet Eidibur, from once they finish the last syllable of the last word. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, and all this goes under the heading of Amen Chatuf. Again, there's more involved, but I just want to give at least the basics so we have an understanding. One more quick note brings down the Mechab of Layana Amen Ketufa. He says, Hainu Shemachasev Kriyas Nun. The person says, Amei. Amei. They leave out the Nun. They say, Amei. They say the right Nekudos, but they say Amen without the Nun. You got to be careful not to do that also. You don't hear it, right? Begamla Yafsik Bem Samilo. Also not to stop in the middle of the word Amen. And so on. So that's another important thing to keep in mind. To the point that we saw that I don't remember who was one of the major poskim, when they hear a little child under the age of chinuch, they'll say Amen without the Nun, because you're not yaita if you don't say the Nun. So that's another thing, extremely important thing to keep in mind. Okay, like I said, there's more halachas in when it comes to Amen Chatufa, Amen Ketufa, and Amen Yisayma, but we're not getting into all those. I don't want to get too deep into it right now, but at least have the basics to know when we hear a bracha, whether it's in shul, not in shul, somebody else, it doesn't make a difference. We hear a bracha, we want to know how to say it roughly the right way, to at least the basics of saying Amen the right way. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, Kol Tuv.